Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. William Wappler, a leading supply chain expert, and is the founder and CEO of Sergier, an Ohio-based company specializing in the use of IoT technology to solve supply chain issues. And Mr. Wappler, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure, Eric. Thank you.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Looking forward to hearing from you today. So for starters, supply chain problems have become one of the biggest consumer and commercial issues since the start of the pandemic. Consumers see images of boats stuck in the Suez Canal, for example, containers stacked in ports and empty shelves, and those images are the outward signs. What does this actually mean to manufacturers and end-use customers? Let's begin things with that question there today.
Well, first of all, I would agree with you. You can't turn on the news without seeing something that has to do with supply chain failure, whether that's the automotive industry, whether that's consumers that had a pretty difficult time this past Christmas in finding everything they needed, and we have another holiday coming up through the Easter season and spring clothing. There are a lot of new dates on the calendar, if you will, that are going to unfortunately cause a little more exasperation. So the question then becomes, what do we do, right? I think it takes a little bit of a step back to understand the cause of the problem and what we can expect of the challenges to kind of work our way through it. It would be remiss if we didn't first say that supply chain practitioners through the years have really been doing an incredible job. Supply chain design, by and large, has been very efficient. Also, making sure that deliveries are on time and in full have really worked up until COVID. And people believe that in many ways, COVID is the primary problem. It was really the fuse. And what I mean by that is that once it was lit, the explosion that took place was a lack of people working within the supply chain. And secondarily, and maybe most importantly, government policy really put a lot of inflated dollars into our pockets so that we could continue with our lives during a pandemic. What that actually did was to throw the supply chain out of balance. You and I and many other people could have been working from home during this period. And as a result, we're looking around and we're thinking, gosh, I could use a new sofa and I have more dollars in my checking account than I have in the past. Maybe it's time to make a move. And then you multiply that by an awful lot of people. And pretty soon the supply chain and the network of product coming from Asia into the United States or Mexico or Europe or wherever the initiation began with the suppliers, pretty soon they're inundated with orders that no one was prepared for and couldn't take. So that's really what caused the problem. Most people think that as inflation kind of takes hold, this is going to settle down a bit naturally. We'll see, because there's still challenges yet in front of us. Longshoremen are going to soon be looking at a new contract. We'll see how that goes. As I said before, we have new buying seasons coming, and quite frankly, we're already stacked up at the ports, and it's going to take a while. I think we'll probably see smoothing somewhere around deep third quarter. Things won't really get back in hand until somewhere around first quarter next year.
And I was about to ask you, for a small business trying to replenish inventory, meet late orders, and attempt inventory forecasting, What challenges do you see over the next 12 months? Take that even further.
Well, there are a couple. First of all, a lot of particularly small business enterprises, they're in trouble because they're not meeting demand. And they have a lot of customers. I have to share with you, my wife just recently was ordering some new dining room chairs, and they were saying that a delivery date would be sometime in August. That's not unheard of right now. And so I think that what we're going to be seeing is a backlog of orders, which will exacerbate the problem. Here's what that's going to cause, Eric. A lot of companies are going to think that the best way through this is to double down. And what I mean by that is they're going to look at their inventory. They have high demand right now. They're going to order more than they would naturally have in the past. That's going to actually make it more difficult to get relief from the supply chain because now we're ordering and we're supplying more goods than normal. And it's going to cause a problem. It's going to cause a delay in the naturalization of the supply chain. And I would suggest that if you're looking at placing orders, then perhaps the best thing you can do is to become educated. And what I mean by that is that the freight forwarders, the folks that are responsible for shipping, they're watching this continually on a daily basis. And if you really want to know what's going on in an hour by hour basis, those are the folks that are living in the trenches. They're the ones that have to make sure that the trucks are at port and that they're being loaded. And if I were a supply chain practitioner, my best friend right now would be either my freight forwarder or my logistics company. So that's my primary advice to everyone, is to over communicate and just try to gain some knowledge and perspective of really what that battle looks like.
Hey, that's some great advice right there. Thanks for that. Now, where can small businesses also turn for help with their inventory needs, and what solutions can they employ?
Well, the small folks are going to have the biggest problem because the very large companies are doing things like going out to their end user customers and asking for, more accuracy in the orders that are going to be coming. They're sharing much more advanced production data, sales data, so that they can kind of try to start smoothing this out, right? So the design of the supply chain is really not a quarterly issue anymore. For large companies, it's almost a weekly issue. How are sales going? What do we have to accommodate? Are there areas where we can both make adjustments? And so I think what we're starting to see is that the larger companies are beginning to get a handle on how they can gain better control. It's the small company that's having the biggest problem because, Eric, you and I both know, and we've lived through the bullwhip effect. Everybody is making a change, and the small guy doesn't see it until they're at the end of the bullwhip and smack. And all of a sudden, they've got to move quickly. And in many times, it's in areas that they don't see coming. So, you know, so they have, if you will, the hardest part to play in the entire supply chain because they don't have the visibility everyone else has. They're going to be a lot less accurate, and yet they're expected to move quickly, and that's going to be a problem because there just isn't the opportunity to move as quick as we used to. So my suggestion, however, remains the same. They really need to start doing some trend analysis on how product flow is looking. They should, if at all possible, reach out and try to talk to as many customers as they can to get some prediction as to what's going to be happening. And then lastly, I would suggest that we all watch what's happening with the rate of exchange and what's happening with inflation. Because as the cost of capital starts to increase, you know, they're doing that to slow business down and stop us from superheating. Well, that's going to have a lot of impact on the cost of product, as well as the amount of available revenue to small companies. So they have to watch those three issues very, very closely.
Certainly some great insight and information shared so far. I'm sure the listeners, you do appreciate this so far. Today we're speaking with Mr. William Wappler, a leading supply chain expert, and is the founder and CEO of Surgir, an Ohio-based company specializing in the use of IoT technology to solve supply chain issues. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, the global manufacturing market is making huge changes in production, especially leaving China. What changes do you see coming? Where and how will this help the supply chain?
Well, that's kind of the question of the day, Eric, because we're all in conversations today because of geopolitics and a lot of anxiety and perhaps what we might even call, unfavorable political climate between the East and the West. That's creating an atmosphere of likelihood of moving to onshore a lot more products than we used to. So I talk to a lot of our customers on a daily basis who are saying that they are now looking at scaling back what they're manufacturing in Asia, and they're reconsidering places like Mexico, and in some places, if you will, the Indianas and Kentuckys and Illinois and all of the 50 states as a primary manufacturing point, which, you know, that's going to adjust the supply chain with certainty, right? But we also have to be realists about that, and that is that although I do believe we're going to see a lot more onshoring in the coming years, you just simply don't pick up a manufacturing plant and move it into North America or Mexico or Canada or wherever it might be overnight. It takes a long time to do everything from site selection to construction to prepare for production, and to build their own supply chains for that matter. So this is going to be, I think, a conversation that we all have during the next 5 to even 10 years. So this isn't something that's going to give us an immediate reprieve on supply chain problems between the East and the West. But I do see that that's going to take place over time. Currently, I think what's of real interest to us as we start watching trends is that there's a number of companies that are now starting to look at multiple suppliers rather than single sourcing. And over the past, and we'll use the marker of 10 years, but, and it could be off, you know, a year or two, but over the past 10 years, what we've really been seeing is that in order to leverage the supply chain, many companies have focused on trying to reduce the number of suppliers so they have greater attention. It takes less people to manage a supply chain, the fewer suppliers you have within it. There are a lot of reasons to start scaling back the number of suppliers. We're actually starting to see that change, And for the reason that, you know, it provides much more resiliency. People are starting to take into account sustainability. They're taking into account how the personnel within their suppliers are being treated. All of those things are starting to rear their head into supply chain decision making. And that's going to have also a necessary effect in that rather than one or two suppliers that are looking at supplying designing the supply chain coming into a large manufacturer, now you've got four and five and six. Now you've got more trucks on the road. You've got more sea containers in play. There's a compounding effect, and it's going to be a little complex during those years of transition as well. So once again, the small guy will be looking out at the horizon, and they're going to be kind of stuck in the middle of the complexity that's around them, and they're going to have to rely more and more on their logistics suppliers because they're the folks that are going to have to help them figure this all out.
Lastly, and one last question for you, Mr. Wampler, how can businesses make improvements now in their inventory and supply chain issues to create systems with fewer bottlenecks and labor stressors?
Eric, it's something I believe that all businesses are doing, but we'll review it all in the same. Now, at this point in time, what we see is that particularly on the smaller side of our customers, most of those customers have re-engaged in looking at the prioritization of what products are selling best, what are their client profiles looking like, so that they can start to reflect, if you will, through a much tighter lens. And in other words, as all businesses try to assume a position of growing horizontally while they also grow vertically, right? Give me more clients and give me more revenue through more sources. That's a natural growth tendency. We're suggesting, at least during the short term, that folks start looking at, okay, what are the priorities of our customer profile that we need to make sure that we can stabilize, that we can make sure that they're taken care of, so that we have that base of business that stabilizes the company. And then when things start to smooth out again and we can trust the supply chain for, you know, that the accuracy that we need, then we can start focusing on leveraging that horizontal access again. So our, you know, as I just said, right now our best advice to our clients is focus, and make sure that the priorities are taken care of, and let's start looking at horizontal growth another day.
Mr. Wampler, again, we really do appreciate all the information shared and for what you do in the space on behalf of Surgier. I'm sure listeners want to know how they could connect with you and get further information on Surgier online. Where's the best place to do so?
Well, thank you very much, Eric. And those that have any questions at all can always reach us at surgier.com. I'm very happy to have a cup of coffee online and chat with anybody that might need some help or advice.
And certainly do appreciate that invitation as well. Again, listeners, it is surgier.com. Mr. Wampler, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It was my pleasure, and thank you very much, Eric.
The pleasure was all mine. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. William Wampler, a leading supply chain expert, and is the founder and CEO of Surgier, an Ohio-based company specializing in the use of IoT technology to solve supply chain issues. And once again, for all the details, visit surgier.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.